just so you know.
Okay, great.
All right.
Hey, what's this?
Huh?
We got all kinds of people calling in on for Tom, so if you need it, my folks will have all this stuff.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thanks.
You want
bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm trying to find out if somebody that we know was injured today in the shooting at the school.
Okay, hold on. Let me switch you to your set line, okay?
Okay.
Hi, I'm just wondering if anybody is available at this time to test it up. In and out here. Let's see. Who do you have? A guy that was here is in here. Let me try this other number. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, hi. My name is Lieutenant Velvet. I'm a Navy officer. I'm watching this horrible bit that's going on TV.
Uh-huh.
Going on in your county. Look, I don't know if this is helpful to determine motive or anything else, but just FYI for your investigators, today is Hitler's 110th birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
I'm hearing on the news they're wearing black leather jackets, they're killing people.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, look, I'm just letting you know, maybe it'll help you guys somehow.
I'll pass that along.
It's probably nothing, it's just a horrible coincidence, but...
Yeah, who knows?
Well, who knows, and yeah, anyway, so I thought... Nobody knows. Nobody's thinking about it out there.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Holiday, please.
Okay, hold on. Just a second. Sector P4266, 4216, Big South Eldridge, number 206. Suspect in South
please, that Wayne Holverson will be over to assist with media callbacks.
Okay.
We look for Garland, but he's working a beat in the mountains.
Okay.
So Holverson's on the way.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Bye. Do you know who Captain Fleer is?
Yeah.
Edgewater Police and Fire.
Hi, my name is Pat from Wisconsin.
Huh?
I've been watching this thing on TV all day, you know?
Yeah.
I was just going through my AOL thing.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Can I put you on hold for a moment?
Well, that's fine.
I was looking for Ann Grider, please.
Okay, if I get your name and number, we'll have her give you a call.
For sure. My name's Eleanor.
Uh-huh.
The surname Cloud was spelled Peter, L-O-W-D-E-N.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling from the BBC in London.
Okay.
Britain's national breakfast program on the radio called Today.
Uh-huh.
And my telephone number, 44 for Britain.
44 what?
Sorry, you start here. For you, it would be 0011.
Okay, 0011.
44.
44.
181.
181.
624. 9644. Okay, thank you.
Alright,
bye-bye.
Who's handling press inquiries at the moment?
A lot of different people, sir. May I take your name and number and add you to our list?
Yeah, righty-ho. My name's Sebastian Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R.
Yes, sir, how may I help you?
I write for the Daily Telegraph newspaper in London. We're just coming up to an edition time. We're just wondering, is there a confirmed death toll yet?
Not yet, sir. We can confirm the two suspects are dead.
Yes.
But we do not have a count of any other fatalities.
Right. No, because it was about an hour ago they were saying as many as 25.
We're still trying to confirm that, sir.
There's no update on that.
There is no update on that, no.
Right. And what about names of suspects?
I don't have any of that at all. None of that has been given to us here in communications yet.
Fair enough. Is there any estimate for when you might get it?
Hopefully soon. I wish I could be more optimistic about how quickly that would be, but it may not make your press for today with names.
Right. Well, we shall, I'll probably call you again in about half an hour then.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 366. 366? 2000.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Communication. Watches to the people called by, and I wanted to make sure, one, that we would have access to, that it wouldn't create more of a problem for you guys.
If I could get your name and number, I'll have somebody from the command post give you a call.
Okay. My name is Mike Dunn, and my direct line is 303-384-1341.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, my name is Dr. James Young. I'm the chief coroner for the province of Ontario in Canada.
Uh-huh.
I happen to be in Denver right now, and I have a lot of experience in, I managed the Swiss Air crash, and I've done things like murder suicides and plane crashes and that sort of thing. I didn't know if I could be of any assistance to.
Okay, sir, if you can give me a phone number, we'll get a hold of one of our coroners and call you.
Okay, I'm at the Drury Inn, and it's area code 303.
Uh-huh.
373-1983,
uh-huh.
And I'm in room 129.
And you're from Ontario, Canada?
Yeah, I'm the chief coroner of the whole province. And I'm a medical doctor. I've been involved in mass disasters around the world.
Okay. All right, sir. I'll get a hold of somebody and have a good call.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Bye-bye.
Bye. What do you want to talk about? I'm brushing up on my British accent, my Australian accent, my Swedish accent.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
It is just an awesome. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I'm transferring you to one of the PIOs on
screen. Great, thank you.
That is if their cell phone batteries are still working, of course. Justin County Sheriff's Department.
Is this dispatch?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let me see if I can make myself somewhat clearer.
Okay.
My name is Gary Lozo. I'm an attorney. I've just gotten off the phone with a Lakewood police officer named, I think, perhaps Raleigh, Detective Raleigh.
Okay.
He is at the home of the family of one of the boys that was a suspect in the shooting.
Okay.
And, collectively, apparently, he is having some problem gathering information. I'm very trying to find out if their son is deceased.
Okay.
And so I thought perhaps one of the ways I might do that is for you to access Mr. Thomas.
District Attorney Thomas?
Right.
Well, I know he's on scene down there, sir. I don't have his cell phone number.
Well, is that available?
Is his cell phone number available?
Well, when I say available, is there a way to have him contact and then contact me?
Not at this time right now, no.
All right. Is there someone that I could talk to in a kind of a supervisory position?
I'm one of the supervisors on duty here in communications, and unfortunately we have no victim names here.
All right. Well, let me tell you what.
I understand the quandary you're in.
All right. And again, I think it is also the quandary of the officer at the scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the family, and there is one, apparently one suspect in close in custody, but I don't know if it's this young man or not.
I don't know either.
But I think it would, you know, it would be in everyone's advantage, I think, both in terms of the ongoing investigation and, you know, what the parents feel comfortable doing if we can get this information.
Well, I agree. Unfortunately, they're in the middle of trying to do their investigation. They're still trying to sweep the school to see if there are any other victims in there. And right now, everybody on scene's pretty much got their hands full.
Let me give you a number.
Okay.
And if you can access someone who might be able to clarify this,
okay,
it would behoove everyone.
I agree, and I understand what you're saying, but I can't do that right at this moment.
I understand,
yeah.
But I know there has to be someone who has this information.
Well, I would assume they have the names, but unfortunately they've not released that to us here in dispatch.
Okay.
Your last name, sir, is
L-O-Z-O-W
5656,
extension 121, and then my home phone is 623-1101.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll see what I can track down and have someone get in touch with you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Kathy calling from Greenwood.
Yeah.
I need to let you guys know that the Denver Tech Center Marriott called us about 15 minutes ago and said that they have authorization to accommodate anyone with the police department or with the sheriff's office if they need assistance for rooms or anything this evening.
Okay.
So I want to give you security's name.
And okay, that's the Denver Marriott?
Yeah, Denver Tech Center Marriott.
Okay.
It's Rick Amberson,
uh-huh.
AmberSon,
uh-huh.
And it's phone number
779-1100. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Down there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, we need to get a hold of somebody that was involved in the triage area that can that we can call on the phone, or they can call us regarding one of the patients that was transported. It's pretty urgent.
Okay, triage area, you need someone that was in, which one was it, which the triage area?
Yeah, whoever would have that recorded patient's names, specifically patient last name Sanders.
Sanders?
We need to talk to whichever fire officer or paramedic, yeah, or even the paramedic that was involved in this patient care.
Okay, we'll give you a holler back.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Uh-huh. I still live in the area. Is there any help that you could
proceed to
all this?
Sir, right now I'm unaware if there is.
Okay.
We haven't been told of any yet. If the best thing right now is to watch the news. If they do need assistance, they'll let everybody know.
Can I give you my in and phone number?
Right now I'm just too extremely busy.
I'll
audit this,
and if you need help, I'll volunteer.
Okay, thanks.
Justin County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, I love Jeff Stone, thanks.
I'm sorry?
Yes, is it Sheriff Jeff Stone or John Stone?
It's Sheriff John Stone. I'm not in the office right now, man.
I'm sorry, from the Australian television station. I wanted to, we're about to see at the moment.
He's at the scene right now.
Alright, and what's the update, is there?
At this point in time, there really isn't an update. They're still sweeping the building and looking for victims.
Right, right. Does he have a mobile phone, or?
I would not be allowed to release that number to you.
Right, I'm trying to organize an interview, a satellite interview with him.
Okay.
Well, this doesn't speak about it. Who is the principal of the school?
I have no idea who the school principal is, ma'am.
Right. What's your local newspaper called?
Well, there's probably 20 different local newspapers in the metro area.
God, there's not one main one, though.
Well, there's the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, and then the local paper is the Sentinel, which puts out community papers.
Right. Okay. So what's the best way to get in contact with John?
With John Stone?
Yeah.
Leave your name and number, and I'll have him get in touch with you, ma'am. I can't guarantee you how quickly that would be, though.
So is it not possible to contact? I just want to see whether we can organise to do a satellite interview with our host here in Sydney and with him. So I sort of need to work out whether he's available.
Well, I understand that, but right now he's on the scene of this major crime incident that we're working.
Yes, I can forget.
Yeah.
My number is 612, that's for Australia and Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
98777.
Okay.
474.
And what is your name?
Patty Huntington.
And which...
I'm calling from Channel 7 in Sydney, Australia.
Patty, your last name was Huntington?
Huntington, yeah. And the suburb is Littleton, is that right?
Right, Littleton is a community in Jefferson County.
Right, okay, fantastic. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, my name's Joe Reedy. My son's...
Okay, I got the right line here. I'm trying to get with the command post and see who went down there, if you can hold for just a little bit longer.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. It's not a place on fire.
Hi, do you have names of the kids that were injured today?
No, we have no names of anyone.
Okay, I was earlier transferred to a number, but the voicemail was full. Could you do that again?
To what number?
I don't know. They just said, hold on, they transferred me to somebody at Columbine School.
I would have no idea. I don't know of a number of transfer people, too. We're not releasing any names.
Okay. Is there anybody who is or where we can find out?
No.
Just have to wait, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Well, I just need to report something that I witnessed today right after what happened out of Columbine.
Okay. Can I get your name and number? I'll have that deputy call you back.
Sure.
Okay.
Area code 303.
Okay.
985.
Okay.
4515.
4515. And your name?
Denny, D-E-N-N-Y.
Okay.
Billy, D-I-L-L-E-Y.
And what was it that you saw?
I saw one of the kids in a black trench coat.
Okay. A male?
A male, long blonde hair, walking north on Wadsworth, just between Yale, just all south of Yale, about two blocks. And the friend that was with me, I said, look at that kid in a trench coat on a hot day like this. And no more than that happened. And all these police cars came shooting by us going south on Wadsworth.
Okay. But he was walking northbound?
He was walking northbound.
Just south of Yale?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll have him call you back here as soon as he can.
There's a shopping center there, a 7-Eleven, that's all those kids hanging out at.
Okay. All righty.
I just think I ought to tell somebody.
Yes, I think so too. I'll
email you. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
No.
Do you have an emergency? Actually, I'm calling in regards to the situation that's going at Columbine High School.
Okay.
I had noticed that there was information given on TV regarding possible members of the Black Trench Coat Mafia being members of America Online.
Yeah.
I myself am a member of America Online, and I had done some looking into some of the screen names. I had found an additional screen name in addition to the one that was shown on TV. And another thing that that struck me was something that was mentioned in the profile of one of the screen names that was shown on TV regarding the role playing.
Okay.
That is similar to the similar to Dungeons and Dragons.
Okay.
Because I used to be involved with role playing online.
Okay.
For approximately 2 years. So anything, you know,
okay,
information regarding.
Let me get your name and number, and I'll have the deputy that's collecting all that give you a call.
Okay. Can my information remain anonymous, and I can have a name to call back?
Well, you won't reach him by calling back. You have to call some people back because you've got so many people you're trying to call, get a hold of.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. It's a long distance number.
Okay.
Area code 787.
Okay.
791.
Okay.
2562. Wait. I forgot my phone number. Yeah, 2564. I'm sorry.
64.
Yes.
2564. Okay.
That's in Puerto Rico.
Okay. And your phone or your name on phone?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Okay. I'll go ahead and have him call you.
What I did was, you can make a notation. I did like a basic search on online with different kind of words regarding member profiles.
Okay.
And all that. I started writing down a list of numerous students that do go to that high school that are members of America Online. But I also have two names, one of which is was shown on television earlier on the news of a screen name that states in the profile member of the Black Trench Coat Mafia.
Okay.
So I do have an additional screen name into that. And with online, there's a lot of things that you can tell people who are in the same group because there's, with both screen names, there's like a pattern as far as the profiles, the way they're listed.
Okay.
Like the letters in each word go.
Okay. I'll have him call you so you can explain all this to him. I need to keep these lines clear.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Bye-bye. Now on the Fox 13 in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to find somebody that might be on scene or that's back from the high school that can talk to us live in about 5 minutes.
Okay, I don't know if we can get to you live in 5 minutes. I can get your name and phone number and PID call you.
Okay, within the next half hour, somebody.
What's your name again, Melanie?
Melanie from WTVT in Tampa.
WTVT in Tampa, and phone number?
It's 813.
Huh?
No, I'm talking to the sheriff's office. 813-870-9630.
Okay, I'll give it to our PID.
Okay, do you happen to know the Littleton Police Department's number?
The Littleton Police?
Yeah.
It's 303.
Uh-huh.
794.
Uh-huh.
1551.
1551.
Uh-huh.
Okay, as soon as somebody can get back to me, I know you guys are extremely busy.
Yes, ma'am.
We just need about 30 seconds of somebody's time to do a live phoner.
Okay, we'll let them know.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you.
Just can I show yourself? Do you have an emergency?
Hi, yeah, actually I do. Ron Holiday is going to be calling into our show tonight, but I need to get in touch with him and give him a different.
Okay, can you hold on a moment?
Sure.
Just can I show yourself? Okay, ma'am, and your name?
Yes, Christina Timothy.
Uh-huh.
The number is...
And you're with what? With
Fox News Channel.
Okay, hold on. Just County Sheriff's Department is going to call for Holiday. Can I help you?
Maybe you can. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Looks like I'll probably be a little busy, according to CNN, anyway.
Just a tad?
My daughter went to school, went to Paris to the World Youth Days with the Pope, with a kid from Littleton who went to that high school, and she's beside herself.
Sir, I wish I could tell you names, but we don't have them yet.
Even
we do, but... We don't have them here in the comm center.
Okay, is there...
Leawood Elementary.
Sorry?
I've got Leawood Elementary is the meeting place where they're bringing the parents and the kids together.
Okay.
So and there's lists there, and there's lists at Columbine Library.
And at this point in time, I am so sorry. I don't have a number to either one of them right offhand.
Okay, they gave me the 800 number that is available from out of state.
Yeah.
That was at Littleton Police, so.
Yeah. I don't have them right offhand.
Well, what time is it there? Is it 5:30 or?
It is almost 5:30, yes.
Okay. I shudder to call the parents and find out that they was one of the victims.
Yeah. I understand that.
I know it wasn't one of the perpetrators, which is
yeah.
Feeling wonderful about.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Ma'am? No, hold on. I'll switch you into it.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. How may I help you? Hello?
Spears with KRLA Radio here in Los Angeles. I know you got your swamp, and I called just a minute ago. I got somebody's answering machine. I'm trying to get someone on the air from the Sheriff's Department here in Los Angeles. Would there be anyone available by any chance?
Hold on. Let me look around.
Thank you. I know you're so, we're paying right now.
Okay, hold on, okay?
Thanks.
I just took one. Edgewater, please. Is this an emergency?
No.
I'll be right with you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure, Chairman. Yes, I might have some information regarding the people involved in the shooting at Columbine High School. Okay. What kind of information, sir? Approximately 3 weeks ago, I and my brother, we ride motorcycles out down at Rampart Range. Uh-huh. You're familiar with that? And apparently they do allow shooting there, as we see shooting quite often. And as we were leaving, about an 86 or an 87 Ford Taurus SHO pulled into the parking lot, and three individuals came out of the vehicle. They were all wearing long black trench coats. They went around to the trunk of the vehicle and pulled out literally an arsenal of shotguns, threw them over their shoulders, stuffed them in their pants. They had duffel bags full of stuff, and they went off into the trees, and, you know, we heard shooting, which is not uncommon,
mm-hmm.
Minutes from that, and we were
when was this that you saw this, sir?
This was 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Your last name, sir?
My last name is Odegaard, spelled O-D-E-G-A-R-D.
And your first name?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
And your phone number where an investigator can get back with you?
It's 303-723-5256. Or another number would be 303-904-0931. And that second number is my brother's residence.
Okay. Let me get this to investigations, and one of them will be calling you folks back. I don't know if it'll be tonight.
Okay.
But I'm sure they're going to want to talk with you about this. They may even want to meet with you and have you show them so that they can match up bullet casings and stuff.
Okay.
You know, to see if it came from the same weapons.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you very
much. We appreciate that.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Arliss, Jeff Schrader.
Yes.
Do you have the pager number for Wayne Holverson?
Wayne Holverson, pager number. Yeah, hold on.
Could you, Arliss?
Yes.
Could you just go ahead and page him? When he calls you, have him respond to the dispatch center at the Dakota building.
The dispatch center at Dakota.
Yeah, we've been looking for him for about a half hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
We'll do it.
Thanks.
In America.
Patrol.
Sorry, Pat, just had to dial the wrong number.
You trying to get Robert?
Oh, I guess I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I got some information from Golden for him.
He's on the phone. Do you want to try him back in a couple?
Sure.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm going to have to jot down your name and number as soon as I'm okay.
Okay, because I'm trying to line somebody up for the show, and then I'll try and get a number that we can call them back in a matter of minutes when they are available.
Okay.
Again, this is Russ Spears.
Russ, I'm sorry. I'm going to need you to hold on. My pen is disappeared.
Please, go ahead. It's
Thanks.
More important. Radio.
Hi, this is Michelle over at Littleton Fire.
Hey, Michelle.
We need to get something out there to the Columbine High, to the operation.
The police command?
Command center, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Can
just pulled a large quantity of trash. They were asking for a dump truck.
Okay.
Can you arrange something like that?
Sure. And where do they want it to respond?
I believe if you send it to the command center, they'd be able to direct it on.
Okay. The so just a regular county dump truck, then, right?
Yeah, I think that'd do it.
Okay, good.
Great.
Also, you're in contact with anyone that was in charge of transporting patients. We need to talk to either a paramedic or somebody that was in charge for the transportation unit. We've got a problem, and we've got need to talk to somebody kind of right away.
What's your phone number
there? 303-271-5520.
5520. I'll have somebody call you right away.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
911 emergency.
Yes, ma'am. There's a place to give blood for these kids.
Right.
Wadsworth. I can't get through on the telephone call to find out what the address is. Do you have any idea what that address is?
Let me see if somebody here has it. Can you hold on for just a moment? Thanks.
Waiting for someone to relieve him. black people work. I didn't see anybody there.
Hi, Tracy, Cindy.
Hi.
That's Wadsworth and Ken Carroll, right?
Yes.
We're going to get a deputy down there. We've been discussing this, and that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
So if they can just sit tight a few more minutes, we'll get someone down there to relieve them.
Oh, thank you. I'll let it know.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Good job. Hi, is there someone that I can talk to you about the trench coat mafia?
What, did you need to know something or do you have information?
Well, I think I might have a little something that they might be able to go by.
Okay. What I need to do is take your name and number, and the deputy that's interviewing all of our information is calling people back here, just behind me here.
Okay.
So I'll have him call you.
Okay, my number's I'm in California though.
Okay.
Okay, 209.
Reference Ken Carlin 121.
Yeah.
Do they want to do anything?
that stuff down there, or just stand by?
Is that the West Metro, or West Metro stand by those bags, the blue?
Yeah, the backpack.
Stand by there.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Huh?
Can you turn your radio down, honey? I can't hear you.
Alright. So just stand by till something from the bomb squad comes down?
Stand by there? Yeah, just stand by there so we get somebody down. So you just need to clear West Metro.
Okay.
Alright.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
We have a family right now at Swedish,
uh-huh.
The Sanders family,
uh-huh.
And we're unable to locate William David Sanders,
uh-huh.
The business teacher at Columbine.
Okay.
Do you have any information?
I don't, and I think we were going to have somebody call her.
Right.
I don't... I can't make enough excuses for us. We're just so busy here.
I know you are. Is there anybody else I could contact or...
Let me give you the number for the... I'll just transfer you through the fire department. Maybe they can put you in touch with the triage person.
Thank you.
Hello?
This is the White House calling for Patricia Holloway.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm fine, ma'am. Is this Patricia?
Yes, uh-huh.
Thank you. Just a moment,
please.
Is this your office here?
No, ma'am. This is not. I'm at command headquarters here.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. We have her on the line. Mrs. Holloway?
Yes, uh-huh.
Could you stand up for the president?
Yes, thank you. I can barely hear, so I got the president on the line, so is there... I don't know why I can go this quiet.
Is that more of the right number? We can call you back up.
Yes.
Mrs. Holloway?
Yes?
I will tell him to speak up. Can you please go with me, please?
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
No, I'm okay. I'm on hold for the president.
Hello?
Hello.
Ms. Holloway?
Yes.
President Clinton, I just called to tell you I was thinking about you.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm so sorry.
Well, this has been a terrible tragedy.
Oh, my God. Well, the whole country's watching it with you, and I'm so sorry you're going through it. If there's anything we can do to help, we will.
Well, actually, hopefully, even though this is a terrible tragedy, maybe we can turn this into the very last one to ever happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I hope we can, too. You know, one of the problems we faced after we had all those school shootings last year, none of which were this bad.
No.
We put out, I got the Justice Department and the Education Department, we worked really hard on this. Kind of this handbook for trying to prevent this stuff. And I just got a call from Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy from New York, whose husband was gunned down on a Long Island commuter train a couple of years ago. And she said that her foundation has been in touch with so many schools with saying, well, this couldn't happen here. So I think now, you know, it may shake everybody so much that maybe it will be the last thing we have.
I think when they get out here and they see this area, they will say this is the last place they ever would have thought about it. And
I spent the night in Littleton before. I know it well.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, it's one of those wonderful little communities.
Oh, it's fabulous. One of my best friends lives there, so I know it very well.
Yeah, we're still in shock. And have you heard the data on this?
No, how many finally?
Well, we've got at least 20 in the local hospitals, and they have been in the school, and there are probably at least 25 dead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is, it's just unbelievable.
One of the things that we found, I knew a lot of the people that were involved in the Arkansas deal because it was my home, and of course I was involved in a lot of these other schools too. One of the things that we found is the more counselors you can get in there, the quicker to deal with the kids, the better off it is, because a lot of them are going to have real problems.
Yes, we've seen them of course, we know how we are. We're all shook up. I mean, this thing is just unbelievable. Those poor kids that were held in there, some of them were held in there for a long time before they could be rescued to get out.
And you're going to have a lot of kids who knew those two boys who heard them say things. They're going to feel guilty. They're going to wonder if they said something or done something with it. Others be alive, and it's just going to be a horrible mess. We've got a lot of people in this crisis response team. If we can send you any of those people, you let us know. Our people are in touch with you. Anything you can do to help. But I think that one thing I learned in these four or five terrible incidents we had last year is that the more people, the more of these kids you can convince to talk to somebody more quickly, the people that are trying to deal with them, the more you will minimize their long-term trauma.
Well, great. I appreciate that, because we've got quite a few on way. Well, in fact, we've got some down there. We've got others who are on their way to help. And, it's organized chaos right now, and but we appreciate it. We would really be happy to work with you to see if maybe we can't stop this, if we can find what is wrong in our country that is causing children to do this. We don't know. I can't give you any details on these children as to the two suspects. They apparently were students, or at least one of them was a student at the school.
They even set off bombs.
They set off bombs. The bomb squad has found bombs out around the perimeter of the schools and have disarmed the ones they have found. Apparently, the one young man also had hand grenades. So it has been a terrible day here. We would, as soon as we find the details, you know, we can get them to you. And well, we just appreciate your support. We appreciate that anything you can do. We'd be happy to work with you because this is just, it can't happen again.
I'll work with you to make sure it does.
Well, thank you so much. And is there anything that we could do for you?
No, just, you know, we'll be praying for you, and if things develop, if there's, you know, anything you need, any resource we can give you, law enforcement, education, psychological, anything, we'll be there. Just let us know.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it so much, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, for catching, but in regards to what happened today, my daughter was on the computer. She got this across the computer, this information, and I hope it can be helpful to you.
Okay.
Pen handy. She was talking to a friend, and the friend typed the words, read, capital L, capital C, A-R-E-S-S, profile. My daughter responded, K. The other girl said, it's scary. My daughter says, it says there's no profile for that name. Friend says, try it again. My daughter says, are you sure you got the name correct? And then L, C-A-R-E-S-S, again. Nope, still nothing. The point being, sir, is apparently this friend got the member name, quote, Trench Code Mafia, in the house. That's, you know, the street box, the house. Location, Littleton. Sex, male. Okay, if you want me to repeat any of this, please let me know. Hobbies, preparing for the big April 20th. You'll all be sorry that day. Computers, apparently Packard Bell. His personal quote was, and this is strange, I'll call a Fig Newton cookie if I want.
Okay. What's the screen name one more time?
That's capital L. C A R E S S. Excuse me, capital L, capital C. There's no space.
A R E S S?
Correct.
Okay, I'll let the investigators know. Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had names of victims yet for the shooting.
Let me put you through to a phone line for that, okay?
Okay. Is it. Fire, how you doing?
Fine. Can you hold on just a second?
Yep.
get a CR from you?
A CR for which one?
For a, well, I don't know what you have on your sheet there. It's an explosive device, actually.
Okay. Down at the, oh, come on, you stupid thing. Okay, down at the school?
No.
Somewhere else?
Wadsworth, yeah, Wadsworth, Elmhurst.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Whoops, someone else got it.
I can't believe we got 30 of you guys.
I can't believe it either. Every line we have here is 50.
Well, I used to have your other number, the secret number, but it's not
busy, so. There's really not even a secret number anymore that's not busy today.
No, I know. But I have that on my speed dial at the office, so.
Okay.
Anyway.
Hold on one second.
Commissioner? Yeah, hi. My name is Jerry Donahue. I'm a retired New York City detective,
yes, sir.
Forensic detective, and I worked in the Colorado Springs crime lab.
Uh-huh.
If you needed my assistance, I'm sure I would volunteer my time.
Let me get your name and telephone number.
Sure. It's Jerry Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E.
And your phone number?
It's area code 719-488-8167.
Okay, sir. I'll pass it along. Thanks.
I get back.
There's Adam up here playing games. Is Lieutenant Streeter there, please?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, dear.
Whatever's easiest.
Pager's the fastest way to reach it. 303-281.
0591.
Okay, I'll pass along.
Great.
Thanks, Mike.
It's 2230-2230.
Control.
I've got the set. I need Roberts, please.
Hold on.
Okay, also, it's just before Scraggy View. You've got a white...
Eddie's on the line. Can you talk to Sergeant Nicola?
School bus at that location. What's that?
Sergeant Nicola's here. Roberts on the phone. Can you talk to Jeff?
Sure.
Okay.
Chuck Hall.
Hey, go ahead. Can we read the... What are we doing for North calls? Gilpin County wants to cover the canyons. Golden's already handled three calls north.
Okay.
And their watch commander wanted to talk to somebody from our department to coordinate the overnight effort. And anything through tomorrow, got some teletypes on that since we can't get out on the phone.
Okay.
And I got teletypes over here on it.
I show that we've got three cars free north and two of them are doubled.
Correct. But everybody's offering help of some sort.
Yeah.
The Gilpin sheriff called back.
So right now, just thank everybody and
have you heard if we need any supplies anywhere?
No, have not. In fact, we've already got, food and coffee and everything shipped down there. We got porta potties shipped down there.
Okay.
Right now, we don't need supplies. The only thing we might be shy of is MT500 batteries after about the next 8 hours or so.
You want me to ask for them or?
If there are MT500 spares, anybody who calls, that would be great.
Hang on a second. Did you already go through the radio shop for that?
Yeah, we've already got all the radio shop's spares and a charger sent down there for MT500s.
What's that?
Yeah, Randy needs to talk to the radio. Thank you. He's an EMS commander.
Okay, let me read this. I'm going to call him. All right, here's the deal. The car's in the river by the Southside Hotel on the Jeffco side. 2230 is by Scraggy View Picnic Ground. That's where the victim's at. So they'll probably transport, but... Okay. Anyway, let's see. It's a crime scene, a call. But so we don't need anything. If we do, I guess we go through who's coordinating the crime scene then, right?
Right. Right now we're coordinating right here
between 1743.
His specific question is Coal Creek and Golden Gate Canyon calls that need cover versus us sending two cars versus them covering. Do you want me to tell them that we'll call them automatically should we get any Priority One calls in the canyons?
Let's do that.
That's his specific request right here. It says Coal Creek, Golden Gate, Douglas. Mountain. I understand you do have deputies available. However, you probably are short on manpower. We will automatically back you up if you need it.
Priority One calls, we'll send to one car, but if they'll send one backup car, that would be fantastic.
For those three areas. I mean, they don't the area, so...
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would help us out.
That would be fine.
Well, you want to tell Bill that, too?
Yeah, I'll pass that on.
You guys are together.
Right.
Let me see if this is another one coming in before I let you go here. North Fork 1250 responding 1744, and the rest of the county just goes like it always does here, too.
Right.
Okay, let's see. That was it that I had for you guys.
Okay,
I'll tell Channel 3 that they're covering those districts should we get any priority ones.
Right. All right. Thanks, sir. Bye. Bye.
This is Chuck Burdick with Littleton Fire Department. Currently, some of us must call.
Okay, so let me find out who needs you. Hold on just a moment.
For an explosive device, Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
That's okay.
name is John Brown. I'm calling from Traverse City, Michigan.
Okay.
And I've been watching this on the news.
Okay.
And I got on the computer, and I found a letter dealing with the Trenchcoat Mafia.
Is it on America Online?
No.
No? Okay, hold on one moment, sir. Don't hang up, okay? Oh, never mind. What did you find?
A fella signed the letter, Queen Jeff.
Uh-huh.
It says, greetings, gay bikers.
Hmm.
Today, a bunch of our fellow homosexuals at Columbia High School in Denver, Colorado, known as the Trenchcoat Mafia, decided that they had taken enough crap from the straight community that had been abusing them and had decided to take matters into their own hands.
Okay. Sir, what I'm going to do is take your name and number and have someone call you and get all this information.
I can email it to you if I can get your email address.
Okay. The best thing for me is to have the investigator call you and set that up with one of them. What's your name, sir?
John Brown.
John Brown. And what's the number to call you up, sir?
616.
Uh-huh. 946. Uh-huh. 6889. Okay, sir. I'll have someone call you as soon as I can.
Okay. I'd like to know one way or the other whether this is real, false, or if they don't want any information from me, fine, but call me and let me know so I don't sit here and...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sir, City Sheriff, do you have an emergency?
Yes, good evening. I'm calling from KTMD TV in Houston. Do you have a Spanish public information officer?
No.
You don't have one?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi there. I need to possibly get in touch with the person who's handling your media relations.
What's your name and phone number?
My name is Mark.
I'm sorry, I've got a 911.
He's totally dehydrated.
Okay. I'll put you on hold for just a moment, okay?
Okay.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. My son was on the internet this weekend on the computer.
Uh-huh.
And he got, he saw this shooting up there in Denver.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Let me put him on.
Does he have information about this?
Yes, Ron.
Okay, I'm going to tell the officer to call you back.
Okay.
Okay, and what number should he call?
I'm at 719.
Okay.
579.
Okay.
0449.
449.
I mean, it may not be nothing, but...
We're looking for anything right now.
Okay.
And your name?
Gary Willis.
Gary Willis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Let me go ahead and have him call you. He's got a few other notes ahead of yours, but he will be calling you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Randy, this is Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Well, I didn't get any batteries for them. They didn't have any charge.
Okay, he told me he was going to have to do a quick charge on a cup, hold on.
Yeah, well, he didn't have them. He did get me a battery pack that they plug the phone in.
Okay.
Charger for it, but I haven't found anybody down here that's on a phone that needs one, or say they need one.
Okay, well, why don't we just leave it at the command post, and if anybody does, they can get it there.
Okay. Okay. Well, I guess that's
He didn't have any batteries at all?
Well, he had batteries, but nothing charged.
Okay, because he told me that he thought he could do a quick charge on a couple and then, put some more in. And.
Yeah, I gave him my number to call me as soon as I got him charged up. I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
Well, damn near an hour now.
It doesn't take that long.
I'm charged by now, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll wait a few minutes here and see what happens.
Yeah, maybe, I wonder if they forgot. Maybe, how late are they open?
I don't know. I think they're open until 2:00, so.
It might not hurt to swing back by and see if he's got anything.
Yeah, get something.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Talk to you later then.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, this is an emergency.
I have an audible alarm at a resident.
I'll be right back, ma'am.
Go.
Edgewater, please, is this an emergency?
No, there's not.
One moment, please. Hold on. What's the address?
It's
Yes, my name is Gary Rayfeld. What I'm calling about, I understand you guys are assisting with that terrible thing over in Littleton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
I was on the chat rooms, and I don't know if it's anything or not, but there was somebody, you know, using the tag Trench Coat Mafia that was explaining how, you know, that everybody got out who was supposed to, the people of that little group, you know, that some of them did leave with everyone else.
Okay.
And there's, you know, I mean, they're having open forum and discussion over the chat room in Yahoo.
They have most of the internet information because we've gotten a lot of calls about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. And, you know, what a terrible thing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, hello. Message along Holiday, please.
Oh, hold on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hey, no, it's not. One moment, please.
Do you know who called you, ma'am?
See, I couldn't understand him. He had a really deep voice and he talked really fast. And he said, E. Jefferson County. And
what did he call you for, do you know?
I called earlier, and y'all, I didn't realize that y'all were the ones that were in with that thing that was going on. And
okay.
He's returning my... I can't hear you. Yeah, Terrell, I'm here. Get your butt down here.
I'll be there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be clearing in a minute. I'll come down.
What's your ETA?
Murphy. I'm calling from the Orange County Register in Southern California.
Uh-huh.
And I understand there's been a shooting at the Littleton School.
Uh-huh.
Is there any chance that we can get copies of the floor plan specs to us?
I'll have to have a PIO call you. What's your name?
This is Robin Murphy. My direct telephone number is area code 714-565-6784.
And you're with the Orange County Register?
Yes.
Okay, I'll have somebody call you. It's probably going to be a minute. We're getting calls from all over the world.
Okay, do you have any idea what the time frame is?
I can't guarantee anything.
What, maybe in a couple hours?
I can't guarantee anything, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Are you guys releasing that information today?
I don't know. Right now we're in a crisis situation here.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Edgewater, please. Is this an emergency?
No.
One moment. What can I help you?
Hi, Jersey State.
Hi.
I had a complaint about Wadsworth in Mississippi, that they need traffic control down there because of so many people.
Sorry if I can hardly hear you. Hold on here. Okay, try it now.
Okay, Wadsworth in Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
Had a person call about traffic control there because there's so many people trying to donate blood.
Okay.
She just thought maybe there should be somebody out there directing traffic, so I said I'd pass it on.
Let me send you the Lakeland that is in their city, okay?
I
think it is.
I mean, call it direct.
Let me just make sure it is. It sounds like it, but I don't know for sure. It's a little loony here.
Hi. I need some advice.
Okay.
I'm part of the Stinger Soccer Club in Evergreen.
Uh-huh.
And we have games on Tuesday next to the high school. Can I go home yet?
No, it's not safe yet.
Okay, when will they allow us? Do you have any idea?
When it's safe. Okay, thanks. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Hi, it's Sandy with Golden PD.
Uh-huh.
I talked to somebody just a little bit ago about an officer to put an address in your jurisdiction.
Okay.
Concerning a child abuse, felony, other things, and other things.
Hi, I talked to Littleton Police Department earlier today.
Uh-huh.
They wanted me to call you.
Okay.
I live over by Columbine High School.
Okay.
And I live by a field,
mm-hmm.
right off of, it's just a little bit west of Ken Pearl.
Okay.
This morning I was upstairs getting dressed and I heard what I thought, well, it was an explosion, but I thought it was like a furnace or something like that.
Okay.
And actually I heard two of, well, I have a deck on my bedroom and I can see all the way down the field. All
what time was this at?
This was right before 11 o'clock.
What's your phone number?
My home phone?
Yeah.
Is 303-979-7280.
And your name?
Sharon Mazzotti, M-A-Z-O-T-T-I.
Okay, I'll forward that to our investigators. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Jefferson, sure. emergency?
No.
Thanks. Church, can I share if you have an emergency?
Yes, my wife is a teacher at at the Columbine High School, and her vehicle is there, and I'm also with her and another teacher there. When would it be possible to pick up the vehicle?
No, it's not going to be anytime soon, I can guarantee that.
So tomorrow, Friday?
Sir, it's going to be an extended crime scene. I can't tell you, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah. They've rerouted the line, and they've taken it out of our house now.
I
don't know if that means the command center is shut down or what. But,
I'm so sorry.
Well, that's right. There's still a bunch of folks out here, although I wouldn't know which type of folks to grab for you.
Okay.
We've got National Guard, it looks like, in front of the house. And,
do you see any Jeffco?
Yeah, there's some Jeffco folks out here, too.
If you can grab one of them, I'd really appreciate it.
Okay. Hang on just one sec.
Thank you. Is that what they're looking for, Jefferson County? Just hold up for one
sure that it's okay to just do this over the phone.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Coming up here, shot in the back. She's innocent died.
This young girl says she had to beg for her life.
Did you hear of robbing and running up today? She wasn't shooting anyone of color wearing a white hat or playing a sport. And maybe she had a wife and it was all at her own range.
The two dead suspects are thought to be students who were members of a small group of outsiders. At least.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I think over the phone we'll be fine. Can you... Do you know who it would be that we'll be speaking with?
Probably Rick Sheehan.
R-I-C-K?
Yes, S-H-E-E-H-A-N.
Okay.
He is a Jefferson County Commissioner.
Jefferson County Commissioner. And he'll be able to just give us a latest on what we know?
I think so.
Okay, hold on one more second.
Noma, the deadliest of skin cancers, is on the rise. NATO ministers meet this weekend to discuss the ongoing air campaign against Yugoslavia. Senior Clinton administration officials tell CNN an embargo of oil shipments is at the top of their list.
Okay, is there a number that we call in about 5 minutes?
Yes.
Or do you want to just hold the line, or?
Hang on just a second.
Okay, thanks.
The number is 303-277.
I'm sorry,
303-277.
Uh-huh.
0211.
Okay. And are you in Littleton?
We're in Golden.
G-O-L-D?
E-N.
E-N.
Right.
Colorado?
Right.
Okay, so I'll call there in about 5 minutes.
And ask for Rick Sheehan.
Okay, someone will definitely pick up if he's not there, correct?
Yes, right.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Then relief supervised at Leawood Elementary.
Okay. Thanks, Dan. Thanks. Bye. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, this is Irene Covery. I was a victim advocate with Adams County for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And I was, the tragedy that's going on, I was wondering if you guys want some help, or if you can accept help from previous victim advocates, because
it looks like
they need a lot of them.
Yeah, let me take down your name and number here, which is what we're doing for everybody that wants to help.
Okay. 303-450.
Okay.
3140.
3140?
Yes.
And your first name?
Irene.
Irene. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. No, it's not. This is Edgewater.
Okay, this is Jack Roberts. I know they're getting a lot of calls. That's why I called Brian Murchie. I'm West Coast producer for Good Day USA.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get a hold of somebody in the media department for a report tomorrow morning.
Okay. What was your name again, sir?
Jack Roberts.
Jack Roberts, and what agency are you with?
Good Day USA. We're a morning radio show nationwide.
Oh, okay. And what's the number to reach you at?
Okay, the best number is 323.
323. Okay.
851.
Okay.
8846.
8846. Okay, I'll pass along the message for one of our media people to call you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it, ma'am. I know how busy you guys are.
No problem.
I'm looking for something for...
All right, I'll let you know, okay? Someone will call you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
They want to know if we can get any watch 2 or watch 3 deputies to relieve the Denver officers at Leawood Elementary.
Yeah, we have deputies that are doubled down south.
Okay.
How many do we need?
Just 2.
Just 2?
Uh-huh.
We have Aiden and Davis. What's Boffman and Walker doing? Have they cleared the crime scene?
Don't know.
Why don't you see if they can be used? You have Davis and Aiden, 44, 41, and you have, who else do you have down there? My list is up to date. This one isn't.
Send them.
Okay.
And what's their numbers?
Boffman Walker
244.
And anything else going on down there that, I mean, things being handled?
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
As far as I know, pretty much.
Call-wise, everything's all right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye.
The counselor therapist for a crisis.
Yeah. What's your name, ma'am? Heather?
Heather? My name is Tausig. T as in Tom. A-U-S-S as in Sam. I-G.
Okay. What's your phone number, Heather?
Home is 458-7373.
Okay, Heather. Well, someone will call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what is it they needed? We've got people running in and out here.
I have got some information that one of our citizens gave us that they pulled off of the internet.
Okay. Yeah, he's on the phone right now. Let me give him your name and number, and he'll call you next. How's that?
Okay.
And but the Dave, and what was your last name?
Scroggins, Scroggins.
Okay, and a phone number.
Area code 706-861-7014.
14, and you're from which one in Georgia?
Fort Oglethorpe.
Fort Oglethorpe, okay.
My extension is 224.
Extension 224. Okay, great.
It's some pretty strange stuff.
Yeah. I can't believe they go online.
Yeah, they may be interested in this.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and have them call you.
Thanks, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Jefferson Kenny Smith, office, do you have an emergency?
This is Nikki Ibarra at the White House.
Uh-huh.
The President spoke with Patricia Holloway, I believe, on this line.
Okay.
Number, I'm wondering, is the commissioner still available?
Let me see where she's at. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello, Lee, how can I help you?
Hi, my name is Derek Kane. I'm calling from Children's Hospital. I'm clinical manager of the inpatient psychiatry. And I called earlier in the day to find out if there were any resources that folks needed.
Okay.
What we're trying to do right now, we've kind of got a command post, kind of a phone triage system set up.
Did you leave your name and number with someone, sir?
I did earlier.
Okay.
What I'm wanting to know now, we'd heard that the Red Cross was involved and other agencies were involved. What we're wanting to know is maybe, is there anybody that we should be connected with as just so that we can make ourselves available to them as backup if they begin to get overloaded?
Okay. Once again, I'm going to take down your name and number and give it to Lieutenant Potter.
Okay.
He's handling this right now.
Sure.
What's the name?
My name is Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T.
Okay, Garrett.
My name is Kane, K-A-N-E.
Okay.
Pager number is 303-208-0310.
0310? Sorry. 0310. Okay, thanks, Garrett. You're at Children's Hospital?
Yep.
And what services are you trying to volunteer?
Psychiatry.
Okay.
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 Thank you very, very much.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Yes, I go to Columbine, and I was just wondering, my car's in Clement Park, and I didn't know if it was able to go pick it up.
No, you're not going to be able to get in there for quite a while. I'm sorry.
That's fine, but do you have, some kind of time?
No, as of now, I can't guarantee anything just because the area is going to be shut off at least for tonight, I'm pretty sure.
So all the cars in there are locked in?
Yeah, they've still got to do a lot of investigations, work, and everything, as you can probably understand. So
yeah, that's fine.
It's going to be a while.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks,
bye.
You all get on the internet.
Sorry, sir?
Do you all have access to the internet?
Yes.
There's something called the Drudge Report. Have you ever seen it?
Does it have information about the trench coats?
Yes.
Yeah, we already have the website for them.
Okay, well, I was just going to say, it was in the Drudge Report. I read it there. That's the name of it, www.drudgereport.com. So.
Okay.
For whatever, you may have a whole lot more information about it than I do. But anyway, I saw it. I just thought I'd mention it because it's something that just came up, obviously, in the last little bit.
Okay, sir.
It's a tragedy, and I certainly feel so well.
I'll give them this website address as well.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Armando Villafranco with the Houston Chronicle in Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Is the command post just set up?
Yes.
So what's the address where it's located?
It's at West Leeward Drive and South Pierce Street.
South Pierce and West Linwood?
Leeward. L-E-A-W-O-O-D. Do you need to talk to our information deputy?
Yes.
Okay.